Welcome to Portraits in Blue and Green, a show that features the legends of jazz, both past and present. Our goal is to bring you the music and times of these gifted artists. This great American art form known as jazz is timeless. I'm your host, Frank Woolner, so sit back and enjoy. It's another special edition of Portraits, as we feature some of the best saxophonists both past and present. We open with two icons, Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins. The tune is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. This from their classic Verve recording, Coleman Hawkins encounters Ben Webster. Also along are Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and Alvin Stoller.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Stitt is on next with a great version of Angel Eyes. Sonny plays tenor on this. The trio backing Sonny consists of Junior Mance on piano, George DeVivier playing bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Thank you. We recently caught Champion Fulton and her group live at the Vermont Jazz Center, and she filled the room with such musical joy. Here she is singing and playing Blue Skies. Her father plays flugelhorn on this. David Williams is the bass player and Lewis Nash the drummer.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, how they fly. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Seen the days hurrying by. When you're in love, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Thank you.
Champion Fulton just sang and played Blue Skies. It was Sonny Stitt with Angel Eyes, and we opened with Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins playing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. You're listening to Portraits in Blue and Green on WNHN 94.7 FM. Dexter Gordon's Blue Note album, Our Man in Paris, is notable because Bud Powell is the pianist. Powell was most likely not in the best shape. Dex is playing Our Love Is Here to Stay. Pierre Michelot is on bass, and Kenny Clark is the drummer.
Thank you.
My favorite version of My Funny Valentine is being played here by Eric Alexander and pianist Harold Mayburn. Sorry, Chet. Nat Reeves is on bass and Jimmy Cobb is the drummer. In my view, Eric Alexander is one of the best on tenor these days.
Thank you.
Matheny and Michael Shreve wrote a really pretty tune called If I Could, You Know I Would. It's being sung here by Greta Matassa. Her regular trio support her on this. Darren Clendenin is the pianist, husband Clipper Anderson is on bass, and Mark Ivester is the drummer.
When I thought of you today, I thought of all of the things I would tell you. I would say what we know has always been. I'd love you, darling, if I could. If I could, you know I would. And if I could, I would erase all your troubles. I would hold you so tight all through. I would love you, darling, if I could. In life, there comes a time when everything seems to change. Because that is where it will start. It could happen to you like it did to me at any time. And if I could, I would make it a perfect world. Don't you know that if I could, I'd rearrange all. And I turn back the time to when you would still be mine. Oh, how I wish I could. In life, there comes a time when everything seems to change. You will know in your heart, because that is where it will start. It could happen to you like it did to me at any time. And if I could, I would make it a perfect world. Oh, you know that if I could, I'd rearrange all the heavens, and I'd turn back the time to when you would still be mine. Oh, how I wish I Oh, how I wish I could.
If I Could, You Know I Would was sung by Greta Matassa. My Funny Valentine was played by Eric Alexander and Harold Mayburn, and it was Dexter Gordon with Our Love Is Here to Stay. The show is Portraits in Blue and Green, and I'm your host, Frank Wilner. The duo of Ahud Asheri and Harry Allen step up with It Had to Be You, this from their recording Upper West Side. Tenor saxophonist Allen is everywhere these days. Thank you. With regard to tune selection, a bit of a departure. Our next piece is an original that was written by alto great Johnny Hodges called What It's All About. Joining Hodges on this is baritone great Jerry Mulligan. Backing Hodges and Mulligan are Claude Williamson on piano, Buddy Clark playing bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. From her super album, You and the Night and the Music, comes Jackie Ryan singing Something Happens to Me. Tamir Handelman is the pianist, Christoph Lutti is on bass, and the drummer is Jeff Hamilton. Jackie is one of my favorites and is long overdue for another recording.
Something happens to me every time I feel that you are near. A strange kind of chemical change goes rushing through me, and I know that mysterious glow means you'll appear. Then, baby, yeah, something happens to me. In your arms, I can feel that you're grooving too. I can't tell you have been put in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes with breathless wonder, because when something happens to me, it happens to you.
Just listen to Jackie Ryan sing Something Happens to Me. Johnny Hodges and Jerry Mulligan played What It's All About, and the set began with Harry Allen and Ahud Asheri playing It Had to Be You. This is the Best in Jazz on WNHN 94.7 FM. When we talk about mellow, Tierney Sutton's CD Paris Sessions is a beauty, featuring guitarist Serge Millard and Kevin Axt playing acoustic bass guitar. Let's listen to Tierney and Millard take on Answer Me, My Love.
Just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believed that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me how I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know that I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? My sorrow, now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love.
When we talk about mellow and beauty, tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton is the first musician that comes to mind. He's a real throwback to the greats of the past like Ben Webster. I can't think of a bad recording that he's made. We're going to close the show today with Hamilton and pianist Rosano Sportiello playing Garden in the Rain. This tune has special meaning for me since it was a hit for the Four Aces in the 50s. During my teen years, and I loved the Aces. Close today with Scott Hamilton and Rosano Sportiello with Garden in the Rain, and it was Tierney Sutton with Answer Me, My Love. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed these selections. Many thanks to our producer, Dick Michaud. I'm Lady Frances, suggesting that you stay cool and be mellow, and we'll see you next time on Portraits in Blue and Green. A reminder to check out the JOSA schedule and details on their website, www.josajazz.com. Podcasts of this and earlier shows can be heard on our website.